Welcome back. Thanks for joining us for today's Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing her inspiration with us is Patty Fox. She's from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Have you ever been in a situation where you felt an injustice had occurred and wanted to right the situation while disregarding completely how you came across in the process? I know I have. I had purchased a faulty ink cartridge. When I opened it, it spilled onto my desk and the carpet. I was upset. I headed to the office supply store with my children. I spoke to the manager self-righteously with my demand to rectify the situation. He nonchalantly said I could replace the cartridge, but didn't seem very apologetic. As I was looking for the replacement cartridge, still upset, my young son quietly said, "Mom, is this the way a Christian, especially a Christian Scientist, acts?" Whoa, this was the wake-up call I needed. Feeling rightly rebuked, I responded, "You're so right." His innocent comment totally shifted my thought. I left the store humbled. My thought turned to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount when he spoke to his disciples. "If you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift." I went back to the store and apologized to the manager. And he graciously apologized as well. Immediately, I felt a sense of peace. With self-righteousness and self-justification now in check, more good continued. I heard from the store's insurance company, who said they wanted to reimburse us for any damages caused by the ink cartridge. This experience has been a wonderful reminder of the importance to express grace rather than self-justification when we feel we've been wronged. We never outgrow the need to continue to see ourselves as entirely spiritual, and because of that, we have all we need. And when we need a gentle reminder, we'll get it. In my case, my son taught me. But God has unlimited ways to communicate to you.
Did you find this week's ideas inspiring? To learn what we look for in a daily lift, listen to our webinar at christianscience.com/dailylift and then submit your own healing message. We'd love to hear from you.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts. Copyright 2025.